Today on Gardening in a Minute, harvesting and storing vegetables. Your family can enjoy nutritious, homegrown vegetables nearly year-round by harvesting from your own garden and canning or freezing the surplus. Harvest vegetables in the early morning while they're still cool. Then wash them thoroughly using plenty of cool running water and chill them in the refrigerator or in an ice bath. Crops that are at the right stage for eating are also perfect for canning or freezing. Vegetables should be canned or frozen as soon as possible after harvesting, since they can decline in quality within just a few hours. Check with your local extension office for workshops on canning. Remember that spending a little extra time during the harvest means that you'll be able to enjoy tasty veggies for months to come. For more information about harvesting vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping principle number 4, mulch. Mulch is an attractive way to help control weeds, retain soil moisture, and moderate soil temperatures. Organic mulches can also help improve soil as they decompose. Many different materials can be used for mulch. Choose environmentally friendly mulch made from melaleuca, eucalyptus, or pine straw or bark. Avoid using cypress mulch, which is often harvested from delicate wetlands. Let fallen leaves stay under your trees to create self-mulching areas. Cut down on mowing by replacing grass with mulch in shady areas where grass won't grow. Apply mulch as needed to maintain a 2-3 inch layer and pull it away from the base of plants to avoid disease. Add mulch to provide that finishing touch to any landscape. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Persian Shield. Need a plant that can make your summer beds come alive? Persian Shield is a shrub-like tropical perennial that offers high-impact color with its bold foliage. The large leaves grow up to 8 inches long, but their color is the most striking. The leaves are a rich purple with a silvery sheen and dominant green veins. Plant Persian Shield either in landscape beds or in large containers in rich, well-drained soil, and be sure to water regularly. Persian Shield prefers bright filtered shade or morning sun and should be protected from midday sun in the summer. If it's not protected during cold weather, Persian Shield will freeze back. It usually regrows from the roots, and you can also take cuttings in the fall to plant in your garden next year. For more information about Persian Shield and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering newly planted trees. Sticking to a frequent and consistent watering schedule is critical for the success of newly planted trees. Each time you water, apply 2 to 3 gallons of water per inch of trunk diameter. For a small tree with a 2-inch diameter trunk, water daily for the first 2 weeks. Then water every other day for 2 months, and once weekly during the first growing season. For larger trees, water every other day for 3 to 5 months, then weekly through the first 2 growing seasons. If you miss a day, don't try to make up for it by applying more water the next time. Installing a drip irrigation system with a programmable timer will make things easier, and it'll save you money and resources by delivering water directly to the tree's root zone. For more information about watering newly planted trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer vegetable gardens. Vegetable gardening in Florida is fun and easy, and if you're up for the heat and humidity, you can even grow veggies in the summer. A handful of vegetables will do well in the summer heat, including sweet potatoes, southern peas, cherry tomatoes, and okra. And some spring crops, like peppers and eggplant, may continue into the summer. As long as the plants are healthy, there's no need to remove them if they're still producing fruit. If you prefer to give your gardener rest during the summer, take advantage of the summer sun to solarize the soil. This kills nematodes, weeds, and other harmful pests with heat. Your summer garden can continue to provide delicious food or take a needed rest. Either way, summer can be a productive time. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.